What if you had a crystal ball before you made any decisions in your life? Sound good? What if you could just re-envision your life clearly? Well, I hate to be the one to break it to you, but I don't actually have a crystal ball. And you know what? I think if I did have one, life wouldn't really be all that fun for anyone either. So I think we'll discard the crystal ball for right now, but we are going to talk a little bit today on our quest for clarity. We're going to talk a little bit about re-envisioning your life. For those of you who have been around for a while, or maybe who check out my Instagram posts every now and again, you'll know that I have recently painted my ceiling. Now, it was awful. Really, it was awful because I didn't just paint the ceiling. I had to scrape the ceiling. I had to drywall the ceiling. I had to mud the ceiling. It was quite a process, but I'm not here to talk about renovations today. And don't worry, this isn't turning into an interior design show. But what I am going to talk about is how fascinating that was for me, because redoing my ceiling, painting my ceiling in my living room, allowed me to completely re-envision the way the space looked. Can you see where this is going? I think you can. So here's what I want to talk about today is how could we re-envision our lives a little bit? How could we re-envision our relationships a little bit? Maybe it's our relationship with ourselves, or our relationship with our work, or our relationship with someone who's important to us in our lives. How could we re-envision that without wholesale change? Now, I say without wholesale change because I know that wholesale change, meaning sort of throw everything out and start over again, is really challenging for most of us. It's very difficult to just say, okay, I'm done with this, or I'm changing that, or I'm moving locations. It's a bit of a, well, it's a bit of a shock to the system, isn't it? Because lots of us have lots going on in our lives, whether you've got family, or whether you've got maybe a house, or you live in a particular place because you've got a job. It's very difficult to sometimes just to give it all up, throw it all away, change it all. And that's what I mean by wholesale change. So what we're going to talk about is how could we insert, we'll call them micro changes, maybe mini changes, small changes in our lives, so that we can re-envision the way that we see things, kind of like I re-envision my living room. Now, as crazy as it sounds, I'm going to tell you a little bit about my living room, because it was so dramatic. Now, this was a process that took, well, it took a while, really. It took a couple of weeks because it had to dry in between. I made a big mess. I didn't want to work on it the entire week. I did have other work to do. So it was kind of a work on the weekend, put all the furniture back. Work on the next weekend, put all the furniture back. Clean up, start over, clean up, start over. So it was a bit of a process. And that in itself reminded me of our lives, because we kind of do that, don't we? We make a few changes and then we slide back into our patterns. We make a few more changes and then we slide back into our patterns. And maybe we've made large changes, but they kind of shrink back a little bit and they turn into smaller changes. And that's not a bad thing. That's not a judgment. I think that's a brilliant thing, because it's like we intended to do this much change. We intended to change a whole kilometer, I was going to say, or a whole mile, and we kind of shrunk back to 700 meters or half a mile. And that's okay, because we still had growth. So what happened with my living room project is that in this process of moving and cleaning and coming back and moving and cleaning, coming back and doing more work and making a mess and all of those things that really are symbolic of life, I completely re-envisioned where the furniture went. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you heard me. I have had this living room for forever, really. And we've always felt as though, well, there just aren't enough wall space. There's too many windows. There's this kind of inhibitors, we'll call it, to change. Barriers to change. So in other words, the furniture, in my mind, and in my husband's mind as well, had to go in a certain place. There was only really one place for the couch. There was really only one place for the coffee table. There was really only one place for the chair. Does that sound familiar? Does that sound like your living room? Does that sound like your life? So what happened was I got lazy. Okay, I can't believe I said that aloud. But no, really, I did, because I had to move the furniture all the way out of the living room, clear of all of the ceiling, and then it all had to come back in. The furniture had to all come back in. And I got tired of pushing the couch. So I pushed the couch on, I don't know, the third or fourth or fifth time I'd moved it. I pushed it not quite as far back to where it always used to sit. I didn't quite make it back to where we believed the couch lived, to where we believed the only space really was appropriate for the couch to live. And I changed it. And so I stood there as I was getting ready to move all the rest of the furniture back, and I stood back and I looked at the couch in its new space, and I thought, that works there. Why have we never put the couch there before? Why don't I change the whole living room around? So then I spent the next half hour or whatever, it doesn't matter, rearranging the around this new position for the couch. Now, before you all think I'm crazy and this has in fact turned into an interior design podcast, I want you to follow me where I'm going, because what if you painted the ceiling in your life? What if you re-envisioned the way the furniture, the players, the component parts? What if you re-envisioned the way those things fit into your life, and you ended up with a whole new living space? You ended up with a whole new attitude. Because as crazy as it sounds, it's like we reimagined the space in our home and reimagined the way everything kind of moved around it. And that's what I'm asking you to think about doing in your life. Because we all do things over and over and over again because, well, that's the way we've always done it. Well, that's the way it's supposed to be. And very infrequently, in my life, maybe not so much in yours, I don't know, but very infrequently do we sit down and take a look at our lives and say, how could I change this? How could I make this different? How can I make it even slightly different? Because, and you know this is true, you really do. If you have ever painted your ceiling, if you have ever painted your walls, all of a sudden what happens? You paint the walls a new color. And then what do you see? Oh gosh, I never noticed those baseboards. They're kind of banged up, or they're not very clean, or they don't really fit with the rest of the space. And then you change the baseboards and you think, or you paint them or you clean them or whatever you do to them. And you think, oh gosh, the floor is a bit strange too, isn't it? It doesn't really match. And now all of a sudden what started out as I'm going to paint this room has now turned into this evolution. Do you see where I'm going with this? I'm asking you to take a look at your life through new eyes. And that can be, it can be really challenging, but what would happen? What would happen if you could re-envision your life? So the next question you're asking me, or at least I hope you're asking me, is, okay, Jan, this sounds like a really good theory. How do we do this? How can I do this? Because we've already spoken about wholesale change being really off-putting. It's really difficult for most people, because if you're over the age of, 20 maybe, it's sometimes difficult to just throw all the balls in the air and away you go. Now, it's possible, and it can be quite freeing and quite dramatic, but it isn't always feasible for people. Now, a few years ago, just as a personal story, in addition to my ceiling, a few years ago, my family and I moved to Turkey for a year. And people always say to me, oh my gosh, how did you do that? You threw your life away and you went and you moved to another country. And how did you do that? And how did it go? And so I thought about that, because it really was dramatic. And it was extraordinary, by the way. I highly recommend putting Turkey on your travel list. But what we did is we didn't throw our lives. We didn't completely leave our life in the West. What we did is we paused our life. So we had a tenant move into our place, and we had someone looking after our home here in the West. And so when we went to Turkey, there was never really a thought of, this is it, and there's no going back. We have to make this work. No, it was more of a, we've got a safety net at home, because if it doesn't go very well, we'll just go back. And so it was a wholesale change with a safety net. Now, I totally recommend it. If you can do it, if you can make that work in your life, I think that's brilliant, because when you're away, and when you're away for even a couple of days, but certainly for a couple of months, what happens? Well, first of all, you start to be grateful for the things that you're missing, right? You start to be grateful for the things that you miss at home, or you remember at home, or you're familiar and comfortable with at home. But you also are now grateful for the new things that have come into your life. Well, there's a double whammy. How great is that? And you begin to re-envision, how could life be? What am I now doing? What's my new routine? And how can I incorporate that if and when I go back? Right? Are you starting to get the hang of this? So this is what I would ask you to do. I am not suggesting that you pick up, pack up, and pull up. Or how was that? And move to some foreign country. I think that's great if you can do that. And I think it's an extraordinary experience. I really genuinely do. Remember, you move with you. So you still have to consciously embrace the change. You have to consciously change you, because it's still you that's moving to that new country, right? But what I am saying is, if you're not moving, if you decided wholesale change is not for me, what can you do to make small changes? Here's a simple example. Have you ever gone away on a vacation? And it doesn't matter to me if it's 2 days, 2 or 3 days, or if it's a week or two, and you're able to get away from home or away from your regular routine. And isn't it interesting, or don't you find that your plate clears a little bit? Because as you step out of your routine, and as you step out of the business of living, right, meaning your job and making dinner and making lunches for kids and walking the dog and doing the dishes and getting laundry done on Saturdays, whatever, as you step out of the business of living the day to day, well, it clears some space in your brain, doesn't it? Because now all of that brain space, all that real estate in your head that was spent on those times when you were, oh gosh, I've got to get this done, and I've got to do, oh my goodness, what time is it? I've got to do this and that and the other thing. When you clear that up, or someone else takes that over because you happen to be on vacation, well, there's a little bit of real estate to re-envision your life. Does this ever happen to you? And so you're sitting, whether you're sitting on a beach or you're hiking on a trail or you're kayaking along the water, whatever it is that you're doing, or you're having breakfast at a B&B, you can look at your life differently. So there's no crystal ball. There's just perspective. There's just, and you are reinvigorated. Because you can re-envision your life when you step away from it. The forest for the trees, right? You can't see the forest for the trees. It's such a brilliant quote. It's such a brilliant metaphor, because it really is true. When you're in it, when you're busy, when your head is down and you're in the trenches, whatever expression you want to use, it's so difficult to be clear. It's so difficult to find clarity and say, oh, I see that I'm doing that thing over and over again. I'm banging up against that wall in my life. I'm banging up against that belief system. I'm banging up against myself a little bit, aren't I? But if you can step away, even for a day, if you can step away from your life, you get some clarity. You get some clarity about, where can I see things a little bit differently? How could I move the furniture in my living room? Right? Do you get this? Yeah, I know it's not about the furniture in your living room, but it is, because we're so habitual, and habit makes us feel safe. And sometimes change makes us feel unsafe. So maybe, just maybe, you need to start with the furniture in your living room and re-envision your personal space. Re-envision the way you do your routine in the morning. And it could be something as simple as that, because it kind of levers you out, if you will. It sort of, you know, crowbar and sort of gets you out of your routine or the way you see things, the way you do things. And all of a sudden, just those tiny little shifts can help you see things differently. So if you're able, if you can afford it, if you can afford the time and you can take a vacation, well, that's a brilliant way. That's a brilliant way to gain some perspective. If you can't, and that's just not part of your life, well, what else could we do? Well, you can alter your routines. You can alter your morning routine. Instead of getting up and the first thing you do in the morning is, I don't know, make a coffee, the first thing that you do tomorrow morning is you stand up out of bed and you take 5 minutes and you do some deep breathing. You do some morning stretches. You write in a gratitude journal. You write in a positivity journal, whatever it is that you have always been meaning to start. Just do it for 5 minutes. It's enough to shake up the routine a little bit. And you might be surprised at how the pieces of your life kind of rearrange themselves a little bit. Maybe you could encourage or you could look for some new people in your life, some new friends. Maybe there's someone new at work, or maybe there's someone that you might like to have a coffee with. And sometimes a little new perspective from the outside, from another influence, can shake you out of your routine a little bit and give you a little bit of clarity, a little bit of perspective, a little bit of oomph, right? A little bit of new. Or what else? How about, I don't know, something silly like new food. How about the third Monday of every month is International Food Night? And maybe you can try something different. This is about small changes. This is about shifting you so you can shift perspective. It's about re-envisioning your life. It's about re-envisioning the space in which you live. And though I don't mean literally your living room, I do recognize that that is a part of it, that everything in our lives sometimes gets to be habit. It gets to be routine. And there is sometimes a heaviness in that. And so if you can move the furniture in your living room, if you can change up the cupboards in your kitchen, if you can do something, clean out your closet, you might be amazed at how that cleans you out a little bit too, right? Gives you a little bit of perspective, a little bit of clarity. So it's not a crystal ball. It really isn't. It isn't a life-changing experience, and you're going to look into your new living room or your new bedroom or your new furniture arrangement and see everything in your life all at once. But what I do say to you is it will just allow you to think a little bit differently. Because it allows you to see things a little bit differently, all of a sudden it's like, new information for your brain, new information for the habits in your life, new information of how I am in the world. Because sometimes that thought about this is who I am, this is what I do, this is how I live, sometimes that gets a little bit stuck, doesn't it? Sometimes that gets a bit the same, doesn't it? And so if you can find little shifts, little changes, move your couch, it will help shift perspective in all kinds of different areas in your life, and you can re-envision your life differently. It really does work. I don't tell you that you have to paint your ceiling to do this, because that's a lot of work. But if you'd like, I'd like to hear about it. My name is Jan Bailey, and this has been The Quest for Clarity. And I really genuinely enjoy this journey with you, and I love sharing information and my ideas with you. If you'd like to know a little bit about more about me and what I do, you can visit, of course, theclaritycoach.ca. Please rate this, share if you would like to. I would love for you to share with a friend if you think that they might benefit from some of the ideas that we've shared here. And of course, subscribe. And you know, remember, clarity is a process. Clarity is a practice. So be mindful, be open, and be you on this quest for clarity.